2 Corinthians 5:18 and following. All is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. I don't have the picture that hung in front of the lectern yesterday, but perhaps you can still recall it. Do you remember over the head of Luther a little squiggly line? Almost looked like a snake. In fact, it was a snake. Because in the background of the crucifixion of Christ, Lucas Cranach had depicted the camp of Israel invaded by fiery serpents, and the bronze serpent lifted on a pole to save Israel from the venom of those snakes. But the camp tents, at least the one right above Luther, looks like a wigwam, and remind us that in the time of Luther's trial at Worms in 1521, there were Native Americans present, brought over to show to the Emperor Charles V. Last week, the juniors, about 32 of you, were studying the journey of Lewis and Clark to the Pacific Northwest, where they met many tribes living in wigwams just like that one in the picture. One of those tribes who welcomed and helped the expedition of discovery was the Nimiipuu of what's today northern Idaho, the Panhandle. In the early 19th century, when Lewis and Clark came through, they were sun worshippers, and even after. And they thought Lewis and Clark were too, because not understanding English very well, never having seen a white man before, and Lewis and Clark's skyward gestures, they thought, oh, we know what that means. And then they heard that the white men had a book from God. This was after Lewis and Clark had left. And that book told of one greater than Father, Son, and Mother Earth. It told of one who had created both the sun and the earth. And they became more and more convinced that sun worship was not the right way. And their ancestors said many a yearly council was closed with the words, if only we could find the trail of Lewis and Clark and follow it up, we would come to the light or the truth about what we have heard. And finally, about 25 years after Lewis and Clark had passed through, a group of five was sent to find the book that they had heard about. One of the five, a flathead, returned after 4 days, saying he was too old for such a journey. Of the four remaining, two were old enough to remember Lewis and Clark. And the story was told, that I read, was told by a boy who was 10 years old at the time this party set out. It was a long and arduous trek, and the two older men died in the St. Louis vicinity after they had arrived. The two younger men, after burying the fathers, thought their trip was a sad failure. When they left the American Fur Company's offices in St. Louis, one of them stood up and said, I came to you over a trail of many moons from the setting sun. I came with one eye partly open for more light for my people who dwell in darkness. I made my way to you with strong arms through many enemies and strange lands that I might carry back much to them. I go back with both arms broken and empty. The two fathers who came with us, the braves of many winters and wars, we leave them here asleep by your great waters and wigwams. My people sent me to get the book from heaven from the white men. You make my feet heavy with burdens of gifts, but the book is not among them. When I tell my poor blind people, after one more snow, that I did not get the book, no word will be spoken. My people, one by one, they will arise and go out into silence. My people will die in darkness. No book from the white man to make the road plain. Kulo. That is all. One of the young men died on the return journey, and the last one passed the word to some Nimiipuu that he met hunting buffalo in Montana. But he never returned to his own people in the Kamiai Valley of Idaho. One, however, who had heard that farewell speech published it in a newspaper, and somewhere plans were begun to send Christian missionaries to the Pacific Northwest. Martin Luther also became more and more convinced that his way of worship was not the right way. He looked upon God's grace as the power working in him by which he could merit heaven. It was supposed to be God's work in him, but even when he outwardly did things right, he saw his human nature spoiling it by keeping some of the glory for himself. And then it was the book that brought Martin to the peace which passes understanding. He found in the scriptures, which he had been called to teach, that it was not God in Martin, but God in Christ reconciling the world, and therefore also Martin. Reconciling the world to himself, not counting his sins against him. The peace of forgiveness was his at last, and through the Reformation, the book has become our great heritage as well. Thanks be to God. We sing hymn 283 to its original melody.